Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Christoph Ugio is our guest, VP analyst for Gartner, co-author of The Real Business of Blockchain, which is just out now, and I highly encourage you. It's a Harvard Business Book Press book, and it's outstanding. It's plain English. Even I can understand it. Christoph, thanks again for being here. Folks, the five key elements that they cover in the book, as Christoph gave us the tour in the last segment, distribution, encryption, immutability, tokenization, and decentralization. Christoph, the distribution part is probably the thing that small business owners are going to touch. I think it's going to be their first, their close encounter, the first kind with blockchain, where they actually say to themselves, I am using blockchain. I believe that's going to come from the distribution element of this. What do you think?
Well, I think it's like a, I would think it comes from distribution combined with encryption and immutability. You're right. A lot of initial interactions with blockchain from SMBs are going to what we call blockchain inspired. So they contain those three elements. And as you mentioned, distribution is an important one. It's the one where they get to start as head of SMBs and so on, start to experiment or understand, okay, so now I'm actually working through a network with every node of that network, every components and partners are going to have the same or similar, I should say, depending on the context, same view of the truth, what's happening across the networks. And that's something which is an important step. That's something that requires careful thinking about what type of data do I expose, for what purpose.
Right.
So there's a real search in terms of a business model here. And
Christoph, that I've tried to help them understand what I really need to help get you to help me with is how it's going to be introduced to them for the first time. So I think, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but I think what's going to happen is our bigger customers, our larger customers, are going to start coming to us more increasingly, saying or without saying it, just showing us that we're going to be using blockchain in doing business with each other. It might be the first thing might be how we track our products and dovetail with how they track it after they take it from us, and then the encryption and the immutability, the tokenization, that'll be part of it, but it will be in the function of distribution first. We won't start out with a token. We won't start out with immutability. We'll start out with distribution. What do you think?
I think that actually we have a view which is challenging some of that to a certain extent. We think SMBs, while experimenting, understanding the value of distribution is important, you have to be very careful. The reason we're saying this is if you have a large organizations that come to SMBs and say, you're going to benefit from distributions, you have to recognize as SMB owners that both organizations, by definition, may be much larger. They may be trying to, and I just use the word impose, their own protocols and thinking what is blockchain, and they may define the rules of engagement. So if you don't have a level of decentralization, there's a risk that, yes, it's fully distributed, but the rule of distributions, the rules of engagements, are controlled by large organizations. So why, as SMB, distribution clearly is one of the first components you can engage through blockchain, you have to be very careful that this is not used as a Trojan horse. Mm-hmm. We are very concerned about this.
When you say Trojan horse, how would it be a Trojan horse?
So, for example, let's say let's take a hypothetical supply chain, and you are SMB, you're participating in that supply chain, and suddenly you're told, well, if you want to participate, if you want to engage with that supply chain and that large players, which is playing an orchestrator role, so that could be for any types of goods and services, you have to join all blockchain inspired. Mm-hmm. And by doing this, you have to actually participate as a node. You have to actually share some of the mm-hmm. data to expose that data to a blockchain. And this is to be distributed. But this implies that the one which is the larger player, by definition, will have probably provided the technology supporting the blockchain, defined the protocol. They may define the rules of engagements, have a better ability to define them in the long term. They may have better ways to analyze the data. So that implies that as a small business, you may access some new data, but your data that you expose is better used by that larger entity. Mm-hmm. And as a result, as we go along, you may actually lose some market power. They may use data mm-hmm. as a business currency. They may change the terms and conditions. And because now you become dependent on that blockchain, on that distribution capability, there's a risk you lose control. So while we're not saying don't engage with distributions, you have to be very careful and monitor as an SMB what are the underlying risk, what are the underlying terms and conditions, what about the cost of exit, what about how data is going to be shared and how it's going to be accessed.
Well, and this is what we've tried to do here on the show is explain to them how they're going to be likely to be using it. But what you're concerned about is something no one's really brought to our attention before. You're afraid that some companies are going to try to not just use blockchain as a lever, as a tool, as a facilitator. You're concerned they're going to try to use it to gain competitive advantage as if they know something the rest of us doesn't know. That's what you're worried about, isn't it?
Yes, that is it, exactly. I mean, that's why decentralization is so important.
Right.
If I join as an SMB,
Christoph, I have to go to a break. This is exactly what you said is exactly why you're here with your book, and 20 other people are not here with their book, because the way you explain it and the way you talk about it in your book is the way I think small business owners should understand it. Christoph Usual, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. The book is called The Real Business of Blockchain. He's the co-author. Stay with us, Tim Till.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.